We are in Simin Shin Lamed Zayin, and we're up to Sif Beis. That's what we'll be doing today. Osir lechabed habayis, you are not allowed to sweep the house floor, elim kein hakarka merutzaf, unless the floor is floored, meaning that you don't have a dirt floor. Sweeping a dirt floor is a problem. One of the problems we find in the Rishonim, one is because you're going to be moving around all kinds of things that are mukta, including dirt. And the second thing is that you're straightening out the floor by way of sweeping, which Ashvuya Gumas, when you straighten out a floor inside a house, that goes under the Malacha of Binyan. Nishtabur mentions in Sharetzion that according to the Ravid, that's only true if it wasn't swept before Shabbos. And a third chash is that as you're sweeping, you're going to realize the floor is uneven, and you're going to actually go and smooth out the floor, which will be the Malacha of Binyan. Now, what happens if someone actually does that b'chavana? He sweeps the floor in a way that he's smoothing it out. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it seems like Rav Poskim hold it you're chayiv, but he brings a Ramban who learns that that's not the normal way of straightening out the ground, and as a result of it, it would only be a derabanan. So the first sheet that said that it was only aser, if the karka was not merutzaf, meaning the karka was just dirt. There's another sheet that is matir, even if the floor is a dirt floor. The reason being that it's not a psik reisha, and as far as moving the muktzah is concerned, you're moving it indirectly and not for the sake of the muktzah. That's stoltul menatzad, letzorach dovra mutter, which is mutter. So we have two sheetas in the mechaber, either that it's also in a dirt floor or mutter even in a dirt floor. Then the Ramah says, haga v'yesh machmirin afilu b'merutzev. That there are machmirim, even if the floor has a floor over it. The reason being, because that we're choshish, that in a floor that is dirt, it's a psik reisha, and therefore they made a gzera of eno merutzav, of merutzav atu eno merutzav. They made a gzera of a floor that has a floor on it, as a gzera to a floor that is dirt. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, if that's the reason for this shita, then in a place where most floors are not dirt floors, the interior ones, there would not be any issur. Says the Ramah, v'chei noagin, that is the minig, the ein l'shanos, and one should not be mishana, meaning you should not be sweeping the floor if it is not a dirt floor. Again, unless the majority of floors are not dirt floors, says the Ramah. Miyu al yidei ein Yehudi mutter, by way of a non-Jew, it's mutter. This is talking about even if the floor is dirt. The reason being that the iser would be a psik reisha. The halachi is that a psik reisha done by a non-Jew is not aser. They only asered malacha b'chavona for a non-Jew, not eino miskaven, even though it's a psik reisha. V'chein, the Ramah says, ayidei beged o matlis o knaf evaz. If you're using a clothing, you're not using a broom, you're using a beged, clothing, which means, or matlis, or a rag, o knafa oz, or knafa evaz, you are using goose feather, hakalim, that are very light, ve'eino mash v'gumas, and it's definitely not going to smooth out the floor. So the halacha there would be that it is mutter. Also, the post can bring down that all you're moving there is only the upper level of the dust, and there's no havam in it that you're actually going to smooth anything out. Now, the mashmas is that if you're using it to really straighten, like do a very good job, it's usur even with all of these. Furthermore, the Shitas HaGra is L'chumra. The Gra holds that all of these things are not going to be matir. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that if you're talking about a floor that is tiled and it's only usur as a gzera, otu, a dirt floor, there ain limchos b'yad ha-makilin. Now, remember, going back to the Mishnah Berurah before, he ended up saying that if the majority of the ear is merutzav, then there is no problem. The Bir Halacha brings down that the Teferis Yisrael in his Kilkelos HaShabbos was matir to use a brush, and the Bir Halacha is machmir. The reason he's machmir is he holds that you need, in order to be matir, it has to be derech shinui. All these things are abnormal. A brush is not abnormal. So once again, if we're talking about non-dirt floors, in a place where the majority of floors are not dirt floors, the Mishnah Berurah was matir anyway. Says the Ramon now, Va'osur l'chabed ha-begodim a'idei machbedis ha'asuyim mikismim. You are not allowed to brush out clothing by way of brushes that are made of little things that break, meaning that the bristles are going to fall out. Shol yishtabru kismayim. This is like straw brushes where they break. Now, first of all, we must be talking about clothing that one is not makbed on, old clothing that one is not makbed on, otherwise it would be also because of malabin. The Mishnah Berurah says this halacha can apply even to the table. And the same thing with regard to our floors. Say you have a place where the majority of floors are not dirt floors, and you'd like to sweep the floor with a straw broom that breaks, where it's a psik ratio to breaking the pieces. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to, even though you're a makalkel, what malacha you're doing, nevertheless, it's also a makalkel itself is also lachatchila.